we have one for total white clothes in there, and we put our lye soap in there and our rub board, and we'd rub them. Then we'd rinse them through this here and put them in the pot with boiling water and boil them. Then when we took them out of that boiling water, well, then we had rinsed water. One of them would be clear water and the other one would be bluing water.
Bluing.
We always blue our water just a little bit.
I just barely do remember that when I was a little girl.
Bluing water.
Bluing.
Well, all people bought their bluing as religiously as they bought anything else. Yeah, bluing water.
Well, if she wanted to boil water on the stove instead of in the fireplace, for example, what would she put it in to boil it?
Iron pot.
In an iron pot.
Just an iron pot.
Uh-huh. Well, did they have tea kettles or...
Yeah. Oh, iron tea kettles.
They had those too.
I don't know what went with mine. When we moved up here, my husband got me an oil stove. And the kinfolks had lived down on the farm on our place down there. Well, I couldn't put a iron pot that had little legs on an oil stove. It wouldn't sit right, don't you see? So I just left all my stuff with them. I'd give anything for a lot of my tea kettle. I don't know what went with that. And of course, then I was so up at them that I didn't need them.
Oh, yeah.
When
well,
I got
that old stuff.
Just like my old sand irons. You know, the old iron we used to have to heat in the fireplace, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what become of them.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about a hard time, honey. We'd have white, we call them long dresses, with four and five ruffles. They'd be white. We'd have to build up a fire out in the yard, put them old sad irons, and black them. We'd get them. They'd have to stop and wash the smut off.
It's
hot.
With all those ruffles?
All those ruffles. And they had to be ironed just so. It was hard.
What if they have this wash and wear like they have now?
Oh, Lord. I often wonder just what the old people like that, my mother, for instance,
would do
if she could just come back and see the convenience that you have.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's really
something. Yes, it is
something. Oh, what about if you had flowers in the house, what would you put them in?
A pot flower, you mean? Just an old bucket or something.
Oh.
Whatever we could find that would hold it. Of course, there wasn't as many tin buckets and anything like it is now. And, well, to tell you the truth, we didn't have many in the house. We just didn't have many flowers now.
Oh, you did? You would keep them inside? Well, when did that, did you remember when that, you first started seeing fancy, things to put flowers if you went outside and cut some and bought them?
Oh, yes. Well, now that's been back. I can remember that my daughter began to do that about the first time that I remembered it.
Oh.
Because I didn't, as I said, now I didn't do, now some of the rest of them might have, but I just didn't have time to do things. When she grew up, she'd get into a lot of things that I never was used to, see. And I do remember her having flower containers. And that would be some kind of Christmas gift. Some kind of a thing, you know, that you get to put flowers in.
Did they have those glass, like cut glass, well, like that one over there. It's right over there with the roses in. Did they first start coming out with that kind of thing? Do you remember ever seeing?
Yes. I could not know.
Did they call that a vase?
Yes, I reckon everything like that would come in that category, I'd think would be called a vase.
Oh, yeah, they all
come. Yes, I guess so.
And then, like if you were, when you eat at the table, what would you call, like,